Here's what's coming up on today's show.
If you're creating something that may or may not meet the need today, does that meet the need in the future, right? And are your needs going to be the same in the future?
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, hello and welcome in. Today on the Retirement Cafe, we're going to discuss how retirement planning is like many things in life. As the famous author Robert Burns once said, "The best-laid schemes of mice and men go oft awry," and that statement couldn't be truer when it comes to retirement income plan. Welcome in, Dan and Brent. Always good to catch up with you, and I'm really excited about this topic. I think it's going to be an interesting one to discuss, and you know, I'm already thinking about the big retirement plans that people are thumbing through, right? All those pages, and it makes me laugh when I read this title of this episode and think about that as well. But you're telling me, right, that this isn't even worth the paper it might even be printed on. So I'm really excited to hear more on why you picked this and your thought behind this topic.
First of all, yeah, there's probably more reams of paper wasted on these big, fancy, you know, financial plans with all these tables and all these, you know, stuff that, number one, no one ever looks at again, right?
Right.
Clients take them home, they put it on their bookshelf, they're like, check it off the list. Hey, I did that. It's like estate planning.
Yes.
Hey, when did you do your estate planning last?
19 years ago. It might not be. You might need to update that.
Yeah. Right? Has anything changed in your life since then? Well, maybe. And that's really what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing, I mean, and we're going to talk about that, is just change, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do a plan and an hour later, it could be obsolete, right?
Oh, so, yeah.
And the other reason we want to talk about this is because a lot of times the media portrays things like this is really easy, like retirement planning's simple. You know, you just
get on the green line. Isn't that the Fidelity commercial?
Yeah.
Like just follow the green line.
Yeah.
You're gonna be good. I've never seen that. I walk a lot. Like I like to go on paths and stuff. I've never seen it. Like,
maybe you're not close enough to retirement.
I've seen some older people.
It just probably magically appears at some point.
But I've seen older people by me. There was no line there either.
Well, I think they're the only ones who can see it, maybe.
Yeah, so I mean, but the reality is that, you know, it isn't necessarily that easy, and it's not a one-time thing, right? And so the challenge is like, basically, they have online calculators, a great example. Like, and I've seen them, like you're on whatever, Google, and type in retirement planning, and these calculators will pop up, call it Fidelity. It doesn't even matter, Schwab, whatever. And they're like, oh, fill out these questions.
A lot of times participants in 401ks have those same things, right?
You've had it too. People have come in and said, well, I ran it through my
I'm set.
Calculator at work.
This doesn't look so good. It's one or the other. This doesn't look so good.
Yeah. And the problem is again, it's this simple snapshot in time of where you are right now. And life's ever changing, and you start thinking about this stuff, it causes a ton of stress. That's another reason we wanted to do this show today, because I equate it to, I just sent a kid off to college. Like, you expect an 18-year-old to know what major they want to be in the rest, you know what I mean, for college?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, they get there, and they're like, I thought I wanted to do that. It's kind of like that with retirement.
Or they get into their first job, and they realize that they don't want to do that.
Yeah, maybe they went to that point, right? But it's kind of like retirement planning. Like, you don't know when you get ready to retire what exactly your retirement's going to look like. Like, you might have an idea, say, hey, these are some things I want to do and all that kind of stuff. But it's not like you know, and that's a good thing in a lot of ways. Like, you know, you want to have some unknowns in the future and things like that.
And I mean, what you're getting at, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, is just that change is inevitable, right? I mean, whether it's something you are going to change or the markets are going to change, the economy is going to change. I mean, we see inflation, all these different things, right? And so change is going to occur, and you can't have a stagnant, you know, binder that just sits there and think that that's going to be good in a week, let alone 20 years.
Yeah, and so the title of the podcast is a little bit in jest, but the point is your retirement plan's already broke. It just is, because no matter what you do initially, it's an ongoing process, and that's okay, and that's why I want to talk about it today.
Well, one of the things you brought up there were those online tools, and I'm sure that probably raised some eyebrows with people because we like, you know, easy resources and tools that we can utilize, and we probably all hopped on to those online calculators and punched in some numbers and saw where we stood. But can you dig in a little bit deeper about what the specific issues are with those?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first of all, we use technology, mm-hmm. right? And so we're not saying that you shouldn't be using technology, but, you know, there's a lot of variables that go into this and a lot of experience that needs to be used to make sure that the plan that you're creating is catching all of the common things and all of the unique things to you.
I'll give you a simple example of that. One of the things that people talk about all the time is how much risk is in your portfolio, right? So somebody might, one of the online tools might be, hey, determine your retirement plan portfolio, right? And so maybe somebody goes through and answers a set of questions, by the way, which has been proven to not work very well when it actually bad things happen in markets. But regardless, they answer those questions and they say, oh, you're a moderately conservative or whatever right. they call it, right? Without taking into consideration whatsoever the impact that has on their long-term income needs and plan, right?
Right.
And so that's a great example where the technology didn't do anything wrong. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. It asked the questions, it spit out this output, right? That might be totally wrong for a client.
Which no one knows what moderately conservative means anyways. Like, it means something different to you than it does even to me.
Yep.
Right? I mean, it's just, it just doesn't work.
It's a huge problem. And, you know, the other thing is like what Brent and I talk about all the time. So many choices in retirement have such major long-term implications. And I just personally feel like relying on output from some questions or information you put into a web portal is probably not very prudent.
No, I mean, you need a person and a person who's experienced a lot of other people in a similar situation to you to help you think about a lot of the things that maybe aren't on your mind.
Yeah, it's like, what's that saying is that we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
And that's the real issue right here. And a computer isn't going to tell you that. And so that's just, you know, there's definitely, I love technology and there's great uses for it. But just be aware that it's probably not the best place to go figure this stuff out.
Right.
Well, many people I know, they think that when they get ready to retire, the prudent thing they need to do is have a retirement income plan created so they can just walk right into retirement with confidence. And they'll know that they're going to have a certain level of income. But what are some of the problems with that idea?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting question and concept because what a lot of people do is they don't really know what retirement brings. So the default is like, well, I just want to make sure I've got this level of income. And they don't even know if they're going to need that level of income, right?
Right.
And so the problem with designing a plan to create a level of income, you're probably going down a road where you're creating something that doesn't even fit the need.
Right. And again, this, you're probably ignoring inflation. So if you're creating something that may or may not meet the need today, does that meet the need in the future, right? And are your needs going to be the same in the future?
Yeah. I'll give you a simple example, like, because we see this stuff, and I'm not here to rip on annuities, but we've seen this to a client where they went and talked to somebody else, came and talked to us, and anyway, they decided to work with us. But the pitch was put all your money in this annuity and it's going to pay you out 5% of what you put in forever, right? And you got nothing to worry about, right? So let's take that example. Okay, I've got $1 million. Let's just use that. So it's going to pay me 50 grand a year forever. That sounds good up front, doesn't it?
Well, because you're looking at it in today's terms,
right?
And so... sure. I mean, if that meets what you're trying, the income need you're trying to fulfill today, then you're in great shape. You're like, oh, this is perfect. But again, it's not looking down the road. It's not, you know, and then there's a lot of other issues.
Well, yeah. I mean, in a simple thing, and just to kind of simplify it is like most people when they retire, they may not have Social Security right when they retire. It might be 3 years later, 4 years later. So your income need out of a portfolio could be higher early and then lower later. And so what the point we're getting at is that simplifying this stuff and just going in and saying, oh, I just created this income stream out of these assets that I have probably isn't going to match what you actually need. And that doesn't even take into consideration changes that are more than likely to occur.
Right.
Well, technology we know can be great, and you pointed it out that, you know, without an experienced professional, it can be dangerous. And I'm sure some people are probably wondering, well, you know, how far could you be led astray with some of this technology? So I think it'd be good to point out maybe some of the things that you've seen families experience that have required their planning to substantially change.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things we've seen, right, Brent?
Yeah.
Where they've, you know, thought this was going to be what retirement was going to be, and then quickly
right.
changed.
Right. Yeah, we've seen, I mean, I think the most glaring one, and I think most people would get this part, is if there's a significant health change, right, where there's a need for additional money or long-term care. That can be a big one.
Yeah, no question. We've seen people that decided after a little while in retirement, I'm going back to work. So, like, yeah. if you've locked in some income stream and all of a sudden now you go back to work, well, there could be multiple issues, but one is probably a major tax issue.
For sure.
You know?
For sure. Yeah, because you're just generating all this extra income that you don't even need any longer. And then, you know, changing your spending needs mm-hmm. as they, and we've done an episode on this where we get into a lot of detail, but a lot of times people think they're just going to continue to spend at the same rate throughout retirement. That doesn't always happen.
No. I mean, we've had, the other thing is, think about just an actual real life scenario that we've seen. Like, we had clients that thought they were going to buy this RV, live out of this big, nice RV, sold their house, all that stuff. We're going to drive around the country. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Guess what they thought 6 or 8 months later?
This isn't for me.
This is not so awesome.
And that's fine. Like, you know, somebody's going out and they're doing something and they're living their dream, but know that you may get there. Just like we were talking about with the college student, when they get in, they graduate and they get into their first job and they decide, you know what, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The same things happen in retirement. People change their mind. Goals change. All kinds of things change. And you need to have a dynamic plan to change with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that changes. All of a sudden their complete spending issues change. Like, for them, it was actually, believe it or not, more money doing what they were doing versus like staying in their house. So, like, you know, in retirement is an ongoing balancing act anyway, you know, about spend now, spend later, control right. when you pay taxes, all these things. So as these change, you just need to be flexible. And that's really important. And one of the other things that changes for sure is housing. I mean, we've seen it where all of a sudden someone can't stay in a house any longer. Maybe they need some assisted living help. Maybe they just can't. They have a two-story and they've got to move into a ranch, right?
Or maybe they don't want to mow their huge yard anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of different things that you won't, you pay, maybe can't foresee when you're first in retirement. Maybe you can, but not all of them.
Right.
Like, there's just going to be changes that occur.
Well, a lot of these things are what are happening internally with a family. Are there any external factors that can weigh in and cause a plan to be revised?
Well, how about the IRS?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want, right? I mean, we know ahead of time sometimes when there's going to be some tax changes, but sometimes we don't.
And sometimes right? they do them retroactively.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it.
No, you can't.
You know, but the point is that they do happen and they change. And so sometimes, again, going back to this, you know, locking into some plan at retirement versus something that's more ongoing, that can hurt you dramatically. Like, all of a sudden they change that, where maybe if you have more flexibility, you can adjust, right? What about inflation? Did that change things?
Oh, man. I mean, we went for an extended period where people would have probably, especially retirees, might have thought, this isn't really a big deal, you know, anymore. And then 2022 hits and we've got quite a bit of inflation. So, yeah, you need to build that in. You need to know that can happen. There's other things that can happen, like someone, like a family member, maybe parents or kids that need financial assistance that mm-hmm. you didn't plan on.
Or help like doing things.
Yeah.
Like, we've had a lot of clients like that have had to change what they thought their retirement time was going to be spent doing to maybe doing things like more taking care of parents or grandkids or things like that.
Yeah.
And it could have been like, it could have resulted in spending less money or sometimes more money. You just don't know. But it more than likely changed it, right? And you have to revisit
sure.
the plan.
Yeah,
somebody
might have been planning on traveling extensively, and then they became a grandparent and decided that they wanted to help their kids out by staying home and taking care of the kids. Or there's all kinds of different things that happen like that.
Yeah, and how about changing investment options? I bet there's people listening to this that remember when there were 5-year 7% CDs. right?
Yeah.
Well, do those exist today? No, but I bet you a lot of people would love it if they did. You know what I mean? So if you're flexible with your planning, you could take advantage when some of those things come up. But if you're locked into something, pretty hard to do that stuff.
Yeah, no question. Well, there's obviously a lot of factors, both internally and externally, that can happen and force changes on even a really well thought out plan. So what can a family do then to approach their retirement planning in a way that allows them to make ongoing changes?
Yeah, and I'm going to start off with something that Brent and I are big believers in. The number one thing when you get ready and you're preparing for retirement is to understand what's possible with the resources you have. And what we mean by that is, like, if we look at everything you have, Social Security, if you have pensions, retirement accounts, rental properties, part-time work, name it, any financial resource that you have, getting that organized and understanding, okay, what's the maximum sustainable income that all those resources can generate, right?
Right.
So that's step one. And because you need to know what's my ceiling, right?
Yeah.
And then what might change that, right? So if we have a bad market or something, what could happen that could change what's available to me?
Yeah. And what would that change be?
Yeah.
Right. So like if the market went down a certain percent, and then how much would that impact your income?
Right.
Right. Those are important things to know.
Yeah. So we're not trying to, just to kind of reiterate, we're not trying to figure out your income plan yet. We're just trying to figure out what's possible.
Right.
Because our experiences, you probably don't really know yet. I mean, you'll know, hey, if this amount, hey, that's enough. I know that. But, you know, you might not know how you might use that and when specifically, right? In the thing that we always talk about, keep it flexible. Like, that is such a key concept with all these things. As these things change, like tax laws and your need for money and in your what you do with your time, you need to be able to adjust so that you could take advantage of whatever's out there for you. So like right now, you know, Brent and I, these last couple of years, have been working really hard on a lot of Roth conversions for clients. What do we know right now? There's a sunset provision coming up in the tax code.
Right.
So if we can prepay some taxes now,
at a lower tax rate, why not do it? Right?
And that's flexibility.
Yes.
Because that's the law. Now, who knows? Maybe the law won't change. We don't know that. But all we can do is work with what we have right now. But the flexibility is key. You know, one of the things Brent and I have talked about in other podcasts and shows, and we think it's kind of a neat, simple way to think about things. There's only really four things you can do with money. So a lot of this, when you get ready to retire, is start thinking about, we did a whole show on this. I think we called it planning in reverse or something like that. But you can spend it, give it to your family, give it to charity, or give it to the IRS, right?
Yeah.
So like you think about it and you start thinking about when you're getting ready to retire, you figure out how much income do I have available? How do I want to allocate that?
Right.
You know,
most people don't want to allocate it all to the IRS,
right? But really just thinking in general terms, right? Because you can start, you're not getting too specific yet, thinking at a high level, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we also want to have an idea, so just some broad targets of spending.
Yeah.
Right. Is another thing that's important.
Yeah. You don't want to like basically get stuck, right? Where you're like, hey, I know I need this exact amount, because you don't.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, the travel one's great, right? Where doesn't everybody say, I think I need 10 grand. That's the one.
That's always one. It's always it.
I think I need 10 grand for travel. Like,
yes.
They didn't really know.
No, they don't. And we like to put, I mean, really, it's better just to have, hey, here's the amount of money, like Dan was saying, that you can get to, right? And have it be sustainable. We have a lot of clients that are never going to spend that level of money, right? But we want to keep it, give you a good idea of what you're going to be spending it on.
Yeah, and really the next thing is like when you talk about good ways to approach this retirement planning is determine all the stuff you have and then start getting a good understanding is how can I maximize all this stuff? And so when Brent and I talk about maximizing or optimizing all those resources, we're just saying, hey, well, how can I arrange them, right? How do I use them to maximize your income over your lifetime and do it in the lowest, do it with the least amount of risk?
Right. So if somebody has investments, Social Security, a pension, you're just trying to figure out what order, and a lot of times that's what it comes down to, is just what order am I going to be using these and how to maximize each one of them.
Yeah.
Or maximize them all together, I guess,
yeah,
is a better
right.
way to say that.
Right. And so when you start to understand that, you could start putting the pieces together a little bit and saying, okay, these are, you know, ways to approach this. Again, you're not locking into anything. You're looking at options, right? Because the next step is really what we call what if and scenario planning, right?
Yeah. So we build it in where we're looking at different, all these different options, like we just talked about, with those different things. Like, what if I take it here? What if I take it there? What if I'm more aggressive with my investments? What if I'm not as aggressive? How much risk do I need to assume, all right, to be successful? All those types of things.
Yeah, and that's just prudent, right? It's like, hey, what happens if we have a bigger market decline? That's a scenario, or what if, you know, and it's good. Like, how would it affect me? And, you know, one of the things Brent and I are big believers in is a lot of good tax planning, because you can really extend your money in retirement. And so if, as you start looking at all these ideas and options for investments and Social Security and all that, kind of thinking that in the back of your head, okay, now if I need to do some tax planning, are the ideas I'm looking at going to work right? And so a lot of that comes to liquidity. So like if you say you're buying an annuity or you're buying something that's not real liquid, is that going to limit your ability to do some of these tax planning ideas? Because right. You got to keep that in mind, because that's an area where you can really improve. And Brent and I, we see that every day.
Yeah. So you're talking about just someone maybe who has a bunch of forced income.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's Social Security or a pension or an annuity, is just like it limits your ability to tax plan because you already have a pretty significant amount of income.
Yeah. So you got to keep all that in option, healthcare options. And really, I think the biggest thing is understanding that this is an ongoing activity, right? Like that's the number one thing. Like, it's an ever-changing course. And that's fine.
Right. We know that, you know, we want to be able to be reactive to unexpected things that are going to occur, right? But we want to also be proactive, as you said earlier, in anticipating things are going to happen and make sure that we're set up to make good adjustments when those do occur.
Yeah, and that's just a definition of good planning, that combination of reactivity and proactivity.
Yes.
That's how you have success in really optimizing everything. And just the final piece of it is just understand everything works together. Like, and we talk about that, and we've done shows on that, but no matter what decision you make when you're doing your retirement income plan, it's going to affect other things. So what do we mean by that? If you look at investments, taxes, you know, how you get your income, your Social Security strategy, all that stuff's all interconnected, right?
Right.
And so you just understand charitable giving, any decision you make has an effect on other things. And to Brent and I, that's what makes it fun.
Yes.
You know, sure. Putting it all together. And for a lot of people, it's where you pull your hair out. But it goes back to why we said earlier, we're not big fans of like the internet portal, you know, Mr. Google, to answer all those questions. Because generally speaking, you know, it can't possibly take into consideration everything about you.
Well, another great topic again, guys, and definitely should give people a lot to think about when it comes to retirement planning. And let's go ahead and, as we always do, leave our listeners with some closing thoughts.
Yeah, I think the big thing is like, again, back to the title, your retirement plan's already broke. That's okay. Like, our point by that is don't buy the binder on the shelf, because it's useless. It's a waste of paper. It's not really how people actually live. It changes inevitable. So like, embrace it. And I think that can be really empowering. And with good planning, you can have a great retirement, but you really need to have that advocate right by you, not just trying to do it one time. And
right. Yeah. You need somebody that has done this with a lot of other families to work with, to guide you, to help you think about some of the things that you maybe aren't considering.
Yeah. And I mean, take your time, talk to some different people. You know, we really recommend finding certified financial planners, because they know, you know, they have experience in a lot of these different areas that are super important in retirement. But I think a big thing too, retirement is not risk-free. Like, you know, everybody wants to eliminate risk. Oh, I retired, I should own no stock, I should, you know, everything should be super safe. That's just not a reality for most people. So it's a balancing act, like figuring out, how do I balance in moderation the right amount of risk to make sure that you can continue to have the money and income you need and really have that great retirement that you'd like to, everybody dreams about, right? And just keep flexible. And just a few other little things, tax planning, don't forget tax planning. That's the big takeaway on a lot of this stuff, because people get so caught up in investments, and that's what all the commercials are on TV and all these things. And the reality is that it's all got to work together to optimize what you have and get the most spendable money at the end of the day.
Well, we appreciate it all, as always, guys. It's always great to hear from you and learn more, as we always do on this podcast. If you have questions, you want to follow up with Dan and Brent over at Avery Wealth, the best place to start is averywealth.com. And you can also jot down this phone number, 517-783-1695. All right, guys, thanks again, as always, and look forward to catching up again in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Avery Wealth, Inc. is a registered investment advisor registered with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. Registration as an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training, and the content of this communication has not been approved or verified by the SEC or by any state securities authority. The information contained in this podcast is intended to provide general information about Avery Wealth and its services. It is not intended to offer investment advice. Investment advice will only be given after a client engages our services by executing the appropriate investment services agreement. Information regarding investment products and services are provided solely to read about our investment philosophy and our strategy. You should not rely on any information provided on our website in making investment decisions. Market data, articles, and other content in this podcast are based on generally available information and are believed to be reliable. Avery Wealth does not guarantee the accuracy of the information contained in this podcast. Avery Wealth will provide all prospective clients with a copy of our current Form ADV Part 2A disclosure brochure prior to commencing an advisory relationship. However, at any time, you can view our current Form ADV Part 2A at advisorinfo.sec.gov. In addition, you can contact us to request a hard copy.